And welcome. Thank you so much. It is the good stuff. And hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good. May. We're almost a week into May already.
I know. And can you believe it's Mother's Day? Don't forget, Sunday.
Where the spirit of the West comes alive, world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. That's where your mom wants to go because she'll get in free to the horse races coming up this weekend.
That's right.
Grant her a wish and take her to the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale with simulcast racing from Churchill Downs. And then, of course, coming up, the main run of events is May 15th to the 18th with the Bucking Horse Sale and a whole lot more going on since 1951. Check it out at buckinghorsesale.com.
And try Tri-State Livestock News. If you want to immerse yourself in the world of ranching, you need to do it with Tri-State Livestock News. They cover everything you need to know in the ranching world, and it's so easy to get it coming to your door every week. Just go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And what are you going to have for us today?
I have a piece called Mothers.
Oh, yeah. Mother's Day coming up.
That's
good
right.
Timing.
That's what I thought. This is for the mothers who have sat up all night with sick toddlers in their arms, wiping up barf laced with Oscar Mayer wieners and cherry Kool-Aid, saying, "It's all right, honey. Mommy's here." Who have sat in rocking chairs for hours on end, soothing crying babies who can't be comforted. This is for all the mothers who show up at work with spit up in their hair and milk stains on their blouses and diapers in their purse. This is for all the mothers who run carpools and make cookies and sew Halloween costumes, and all the mothers who don't. This is for the mothers who gave birth to babies they'll never see, and the mothers who took those babies and gave them homes, and for the mothers who lost their baby in that precious 9 months that they will never get to watch grow on earth, but one day will be reunited with in heaven. This is for the mothers whose priceless art collections are hanging on their refrigerator doors, and for all the mothers who froze their buns on metal bleachers at football or soccer games instead of watching from the warmth of their cars so that when their kids asked, "Did you see me, Mom?" they could say, "Of course, I wouldn't have missed it for the world." And they mean it. This is for all the mothers who yell at their kids in the grocery store and swat them in despair when they stomp their feet and scream for ice cream before dinner. And for all the mothers who count to 10 instead but realize how child abuse happens. This is for all the mothers who sat down with their children and explained all about making babies. And for all the mothers who wanted to but just couldn't find the words. This is for all the mothers who go hungry so their children can eat. This is for all the mothers who read Goodnight Moon twice a night for a year and then read it again just one more time. This is for all the mothers who taught their children to tie their shoelaces before they started school and for all the mothers who opted for Velcro instead. This is for all the mothers who teach their sons to cook and their daughters to sink a jump shot. This is for every mother whose head turns automatically when a little voice calls Mom in a crowd, even though they know their own offspring are at home or even away at college. This is for all the mothers who sent their kids to school with stomach aches, reassuring them they'll be just fine once they got there, only to get calls from the school nurse an hour later asking them to please pick them up right away. This is for mothers whose children have gone astray, who can't find the words to reach them. This is for all the stepmothers who raised another woman's child or children and gave their time, attention, and love, sometimes totally unappreciated. This is for all the mothers who bite their lips until they bleed when their 14-year-old dyes their hair green. This is for all the mothers of the victims of recent school shootings and the mothers of those who did the shootings. For the mothers of the survivors and mothers who sat in front of their TVs in horror, hugging their child who just came home from school safely. This is for all the mothers who taught their children to be peaceful and now pray they come home safely from war. It's called Mothers, and it was written in 2007, although I do not have the author.
You know, one thing I thought about as you were reading that, now there are mothers who dye their hair green.
Yeah, good point. Very good.
Yep. It's all perspective in there,
well,
folks.
If you can't beat them, join them.
But some really good points here as we head into the Mother's Day weekend coming up. So don't forget that, guys and kids out there. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.